The king noticed Alice talking with the cat's head and suggested that the cat could kiss his royal hand. That's what it said. But the Cheshire cat said, "I'd rather not." The king was furious at the cat's impertinence, and when he told the queen, she shouted, "Off with his head!" But when the executioner arrived, the whole court argued about whether a head could be cut off if there was no body attached to cut it off from. Finally, Alice suggested that they ask the Duchess, who owned the cat. But while the executioner ran off to bring back the Duchess, the cat's head entirely disappeared. The executioner and the king then ran up and down looking for it, while the rest of the party returned to the game. The Duchess was happy to see Alice, and soon the queen had called for the game to resume. The queen quarreled incessantly with the other players, shouting, "Off with his head!" every few minutes. Those sentenced were taken into custody by the soldiers, who had to stop acting as archers to do this, so that soon there were no archers left, and all the players, except the king and the queen and Alice, were awaiting execution. "Have you seen the Mock Turtle yet?" the queen asked Alice.
"I don't even know what a mock turtle is," replied Alice.
"It's the thing mock turtle soup is made from. Come, you will hear its story," said the queen. As the two of them spoke, Alice heard the king whisper to the group, "You were all pardoned," which made Alice feel much better. The queen brought Alice to meet a griffin and instructed the creature to take Alice to meet the mock turtle. The queen returned to look after the executions she'd ordered. Alice and the griffin found the mock turtle sitting sadly on a rocky ledge. And with the griffin's introduction, the mock turtle told Alice of his life and how he used to be a real turtle. And how he went to school in the sea, studying reeling and writhing and the different branches of arithmetic, ambition, distraction, uglification, and derision. "And how many hours a day did you do lessons?" asked Alice.
10 hours the first day, 9 the next, and so on. That's why they're called lessons," said the Mock Turtle, "because they lessen from day to day."
Alice thought it over and said, "Then the 11th day must have been a holiday."
"Of course," said the Mock Turtle.
"But that's enough about lessons," interrupted the Griffin. "Tell her about the games."
The Mock Turtle sobbed quietly. "As you've never lived under the sea," he said, "or been introduced to a lobster, you must have no idea what a lobster quadrille is."
"No, indeed," said Alice. "What sort of dance is it?" "You first form a line along the seashore," said the Griffin.
"Two lines," cried the Mock Turtle.
"Each with a lobster as a partner," said the Griffin.
"Then you advance twice and throw the lobsters out to sea," said the Mock Turtle.
"Swim after them," screamed the Griffin.
"Turn a somersault," said the Mock Turtle.
"Change lobsters again," said the Griffin.
"It must be a very pretty dance," said Alice.
"Come, let's try. We can do it without lobsters, you know," said the Mock Turtle to the Griffin.